Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. However, we are up to Daf Lamed Amud Beis by the two dots. It's like about, I would say about one third down. Hopefully, we'll be able to do everything today, catch up. Might be a little bit of a quick daf. Might not explain all that much and speak out all that much, but at least we'll get the pshat down and we'll catch up. And Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we can be back to explaining in bigger detail what exactly is going on here in Masechta Gittin. So here we go. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. It's going to be a very difficult brisa. It's not going to make much sense, and then we're going to explain it. We're going to have two attempts to explain it, and then the third one it's going to stick. Tana Rabbanan, Yisrael Sha'amar Levi. Yisrael says to a Levi, Meiser Yeshlach Biyadi. I have Meiser. If someone says to a Levi, Meiser Yeshlach Biyadi, I have Meiser in my possession. Ein choshesh in l'tshuvas meiser shabo. We're not choshesh for tshuvas meiser that's in it. But kor meiser yeshlecha biyadi. If the Yisrael says to the Levi, I have a kor of meiser, the difference being here you gave a specific amount, then choshesh in l'tshuvas meiser shabo. We are choshesh for the tshuvas meiser that's in there. What does that mean? Maika amar. What does that mean? So, what it means is as follows. The halacha is that truma can only be eaten by a kohen. Meiser is given, one of those should be a kitten. Meiser rishon is given to a Levi, right? However, the Gemara is going to assume, that's not considered kodesh. Anybody can eat that. Anybody can eat Meiser. It's given to a Levi, but anybody can eat it. However, 10% of Meiser is given as Trumas Meiser, given to a Kohen. That is considered Kodesh. It's considered Truma. Someone eats that, the Chayef Kares. Misa B'dei Shemayim. So within Meiser is also something called Trumas Meiser, which goes to a Kohen. So, here's what Abaya suggests. Amar Abaya. Here's what that Braitha meant. Hachik Amar. Here's what it means. Yisrael sha'amar l'levi. Or Yisrael says to a Levi, Meiser yesh lecha biyadi. I have Meiser that I really have to give to you. Right? I have Meiser that I have to give to you. V'hilach damav. But I want to pay you for it. Really, it's temporary. I'm supposed to give it to you. I'll pay you for it. Hilach damav. Here's money. Here's $100. I am now buying the Meiser off you. Ein choshishin. We don't suspect Shema asa'o trumas meiser al makom acher. We don't suspect that the Levi says to himself, listen, it's a machlokas if it's before the sale or after the sale. It doesn't make a difference. We don't suspect that the Levi's going to say, ah, he's going to pay me for it, right? But before he pays me, what I'm going to do, I have meiser in my house. I have to take off trumas meiser. It's an obligation for a Levi. So you know what I'll do? This is a meiser here. I'll make all the meiser that I have, this pile, the one in my house, I'll make that all trumas meiser. That, I have to do that. The Levi has to give trumas meiser. So I'll turn all this into trumas meiser. I'll do it in my head. I'll make all this trumas meiser. Now all everything I have in my house, I can eat. What's he doing? He's making this guy eat truma. He's turning it all into trumas meiser. Right? But when Achoshesh is going to do that. We don't suspect Shema Aso Trumas Meiser Malkam Acher. Maybe he'll turn this into Trumas Meiser based on the other stuff he's got in his house. The only reason we don't suspect that he's going to do that is because we don't know how much Meiser is here. We don't know how much Meiser is here. We don't know. But, and therefore, nobody's giving more or less. Nobody's going to give too much, no one's going to give too little. But kor at meiser yeshlecha biyadi. If the guy says, I have a kor here. I have a specific amount. I have a kor. And a Levi says, oh, he's got a kor. And the owner says, v'hilach damav, I want to pay you for it. Here's $100. Then now, choshesh, and we are choshesh, shema aso trumas meiser malkam acher. Now that there's a specific amount, we are choshesh, the Levi's going to do that. What's he going to do? He's going to, okay, before he pays me, so it's really mine. Because the only way he could pay me for this truma, for this meiser, is if he gives it to me. Because it has to be a kinyan. I have to own that meiser, and then I can sell it back to him. But so it's again, it's a machlokas, if it's before or after, it doesn't make a difference. somehow the Levi's going to turn all this into Trumas Maaser, because the Levi's got 9 kor at home. So the Levi says, I got to give 1 kor of anyway to Truma. I'll make this to Truma. I'll turn this into Truma. Now what I have at home, I can eat fine and good. And then what's going to happen? This guy can't eat it, because it's Truma. Now let's eat Truma. And of course, he's not going to tell him that. So what's going to happen? He's basically making this guy eat Truma. So the Gemara says, that can't be the pshat of this cryptic brisa. You know why? Because Atu Barishay Askinan, we're talking about Rishayim. The Shakli, Dami, Umashvili, Truma's Meiser, they're going to accept $100 and turn it into Truma's Meiser and make this guy eat Truma? No one's going to do that. Right? No one's going to do that. That can't be pshat. Again, the brisa, we read it, we didn't know what it meant. Abaye says, here's what it means. So that can't be pshat. Because in order for that to work, the Levi's got to be a real Rasha. We're not assuming he's a Rasha. Second attempt. Ella Amar of Mashar Shia Bereder of Edi. Here's what it means. Yisrael Sha'amar LeBen Levi. Or Yisrael says to a Levi, or a Ben Levi. Here's what he said. He says, Maiser La'avicha Biyadi. I have Maiser that I was supposed to give to your father. Right? Vehi Lach Damav. Here is $100. I'll buy it from you. Really, it was your father's. Ein Choshishin. We don't suspect Shema Aso Aviv Trumas Maiser Makom Acher. We don't suspect that, for whatever reason, this was given to your father. He never picked it up. He never came to get it. You know, so here it is. It was really his. Now here, I'll buy it from you. It belongs to your father. So we don't suspect that his father turned this into Truma. It's not Russia. It's not Russia now. He could have done it 6 years ago. We don't suspect that the father did that. Why not? Because we don't know how much is here. So nobody would make Truma's Meiser. We don't know the exact amount. Right? But Kur Meiser La'avicha Biyadi, if the guy says, I have your father's Meiser here and it's a Kur, I have an exact amount, then you know what? V'hilech Damav, and let me pay you for it. Choshishin, we are afraid Shema So Aviv Trumas Meiser Makom Acher. Maybe the father did that. Maybe when, at the time, however many years ago it was, that this man said to this lady's father, by the way, I have Meiser for you. I have a core of Meiser for you. So maybe back then the father said, oh, good, I'll make this into Trumas Meiser, and I have the Meiser at home, I'll eat nice and good. Since there's a specific amount of a core, maybe this happened. Maybe that happened years ago. Now, for whatever reason, the father never came to pick up the Meiser. Now, the son, this guy says, listen, your father never came, here's money. So maybe this is Truma. Yes, it started off as Meiser. Maybe the father did that. We don't know. So we have to be Choshesh. That's exactly what the Brisa says. Maybe that's the story. Understand? So the Gemara says that also can't be. You know why? Even though it works, however, v'chinechshedu chaverim l'trum shalom anamukav, chaverim, people that are scrupulous in halacha, would never be mafresh truma without the truma being right there. In other words, they're never going to say, this nice Yisrael called me up to tell me he's giving me a kor of truma, of Meiser. I'll turn that into Truma's Meiser for the 9 kor I have in my house. Right? What does that mean? That means he's separating truma without the entire pile being in front of him. He's separating 1 kor in the Yisrael's house for the 9 kor in his house. A chaver wouldn't do that. A chaver does not separate truma when it's not all in front of him. He would go to the guy's house, pick up that core, bring it home, and then say, okay, here's 9 core in the basement, here's a core I just picked up from the Yisrael, I'm making that at the Truma's Meiser, and now the other 9 are Chulin, are a regular Meiser, Chulin, and that I have to go get and give to a Kohen. He would never do that if it's still in the guy's house. It's still in the Yisrael's house. Right? The Yisrael calls out to tell him, I'm giving you a core. He would never do that. A Chavar would never do that. Okay? It's no, because b'di'evit it works. We're going to have the next mission is going to say you could do that. The next mission is going to talk about exactly that case. So it works.
No, but it ends up being the same result.
No, you're not. No.
No, but I'm saying, in other words, doesn't it end up being that if he did that, that messes up?
No, because in the first case, we were afraid that the lady was going to do it right now, right into his face. He's going to... Now we're saying no. It was your it was his father's. That the Yisrael calls up a Levi and says, "Your father, I gave your father truma a miser a year ago. Whatever happened, never came to pick it up. Where has he been? He's been sitting here for a year. So we're afraid, since he gave him a specific amount, maybe the father did that, not to be a Russia. Maybe he did that. So now the Yisrael says to the Levi, listen, I gave your father this truma, this miser. He never came to pick. You know what? I'll buy it off you." The Levi says, "Go and buy it off me. Great, but b'choshesh, maybe he made it the truma's miser." He says, "You know what? That can't be a chashash. Nobody would do that. Only the Amoratim do that. You're not supposed to do that. Does it work? Yes, it works. Is it the opt? No. Are we going to assume this nice fellow, this lady's father, did that? No, I'm not going to assume that. But nobody does that. So again, we're back to square one. Ella, Amar of Ashi, Hachika Amar. Yeah. Right. Okay, so when you give a Levi a certain amount, the Levi now has an obligation to give one tenth of that as truma. It's called trumas meiser. So can the Levi be mochel before you? I don't know. That's what you're asking. Can the Levi say I don't want it, or the minute the Baal says that it becomes meiser, and then the Levi's stuck now, right? That is, I don't know. That's a little just.
Yeah, I think it's meiser for sure.
It's meiser for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to take off 10% and give it to a Kohen. Right, right. Exactly. That's exactly what's going on here. Right, right, exactly. So in the first case, since it was in the amount of meisers unclear, so nobody wants to give more or less, nobody wants to give too much to the coin or too little. So we're not choshesh that happened, because we don't know how much is here. But if he says, I got 10 bushels for you, then we'll suspect maybe one bushel he made truma, 100%. Okay, Ella, here's the case. Amar of Ashi. Hachik Amar. A Ben Yisrael, meaning the Yisrael, Sha'amar Levi, he says to a Levi, Kach Amar Li Abba. This is what my father told me. The Yisrael's talking now. My father, the Yisrael, it's also Yisrael, right? My father told me that Maiser Lecha Biyadi, I have Maiser that belongs to you. Oh, or Maiser L'Avicha Biyadi. I have your father's Maiser sitting here. Now, Choshishin, Choshishin l'trumas meiser shabo. So we're choshesh. There's trumas meiser in here. Why? Kiven de lo kayetz. Since it's not a specific amount, we don't know how much is here. Lo have mesakin le balabayis. The balabayis never took off trumas meiser. In other words, the Levi, the Yisrael calls up the Levi and says as follows: My father told me. I asked my father, what's this bushel doing over here in the basement, a bushel of wheat? And my father told me, oh, that's meiser for the Levi. That's meiser for the Levi. So here, I'm calling you up to tell you that my father just told me that this meiser belongs to you. Since the amount is unknown, we don't know how much is there, we don't suspect that the Baal, the father, or the son, Yisraelim, were mafresh trumas meiser. Why? Because they would never be mafresh, they don't know how much is there. We're flipping it around now. Now we're saying that the Baal, and the Gemara is going to ask, is a Baal allowed to give Trumas Meiser? Yes, according to one Tana, he's allowed to. So the Baal, when not Choshesh, the Baal took off Trumas Meiser. Why not? Because we don't know the amount. But Kor Meiser L'cha Biyadi, if the Yisrael says, I have a Kor of Meiser that my father told me is yours, oh, kur meiser l'avich biyadi, or it's your father's meiser in my possession, and it's a kur. Ein choshesh l'trumas meiser shabo. We're not choshesh that there's any more trumas meiser in there. Why not? Because kiven dekayitz, since it's a set amount, it's a kur. Tikune takne balabayis. The balabayis must have certainly set it aside, the trumas meiser in it. Why? Because nobody wants to hang around with potential truma in their house. It only leads to mitzvah b'dei shemayim. So the minute they have a chance, they'll be mafresh it. So since we know there's an exact amount over here, we can assume that the father, the Yisrael, gave off Trumas Meiser. We'll assume he did that because there's a specific amount. Nobody wants to keep it. It's like mamish, it's treif in your house. Nobody keeps treif in their house. So this is not edible. Not only is it not edible, you get mitzvah b'dei shemayim if you eat it. Right? So we assume, as soon as they have a chance, they mafresh it right away. The Gemara asks, V'chiyesh lo reshots l'bal abayis, l'chom trumas meiser? A bal abayis can be mafresh trumas meiser? He's not a Levi. Right? What's going on? In, yes he can. He can do it. You know why? Because Abba Elazar ben Gamla, it's the Tana of Abba Elazar ben Gamla. He's going to say that a regular, ordinary Israel can do this. Did Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, Abba Elazar ben Gamla Omer, he says, it says in the Pasuk, I think it's in Shalach, somewhere over there, V'nechshav lochem chiru maschem, right, the Pasuk says, V'nechshav lochem chiru maschem, and it'll be machshav, it'll be considered as truma, Kidagon min hagoren kabalei min yakev, and it's a plural word here. It's chiru maschem. So the Gemara, so Abba Elazar says, b'shtei trumas hakasav medaber. We're talking about two types of truma. Echad truma gedola, one's ordinary regular truma, the echad trumas meiser, and one is trumas meiser. And kishem che truma gedola, just like truma gedola is niteles, can be given ba'omed. With estimation. Why can Truma Gedola be given with estimation? Because there's no shear for it. There's no shear. I can give one kernel, it'll pot to my entire silo. I can give it even with estimation. I'm generous. I'm going to give 1/40. You have to be exactly? You don't have to be exactly. Mistama, I'm going to give 2%. Whatever it is. How many? Right, 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. So you can do it by estimation. Why? Because we don't have to be so exact. Even though Truma's Meiser, It is exact. I can give 10%, right? It has to be 10%. Doesn't make a difference. Since the pasuk Abba Elazar is going to hold, since the pasuk puts both of them together, the estimation will outweigh the 10%. So first of all, you can give it with estimation. You can estimate the amount you're giving. U'b'machshava, and you can do this in your head. You don't have to actually go over there and take a tool and separate the truma and the meiser and the truma's meiser. You can do it in your head. And also, kach truma's meiser, so do truma's meiser. They tell us, but omed, it can be given off with estimation. Now, maybe many times people won't want to do it with estimation because you don't want to shortchange the kohen. You don't want to give too much, but you can. And ubamach shava, and you can also do it in your head. And ukishem shiyesh lo reshus lebalabayis litrom truma gedola, just like the balabayis can give off truma gedola, which of course he could do because that's what he has to do, right? Kach yesh lo reshus lebalabayis litrom trumas meiser. So too a balabayis can even give trumas meiser. Okay, so that explains that a very cryptic brisa. We tried to explain it twice, it didn't go. And now we'll explain it for the third time, and that's the pshat. Now, even though we just said that it's not a good idea, or a chavar would never give off truma if it wasn't in the room, mukaf means it's connected, so they would put a sheet over it, right? Normally you'd never do that. If you did do it, it works. And the following mission is going to start off, that's exactly what you did. Haminiach peiros, says the Mishnah. Haminiach peiros. If somebody gives off peiros, Lihios mafresh alehen truma umaisros. What does he do? He has, let's say, tevel. He has stuff that he wasn't mafresh truma a lot. So what he does is he takes along fruit with him that he wasn't mafresh, and every time he wants to eat the fruit, he says, "Okay, I'm going to the fruit that I have back in my house. That I'm going to make it to truma, and now I can eat this." He keeps doing that. Even though it's not mukaf, the d'evet works. Or some say it's before Shabbos. So if it's before Shabbos, if you don't be mafresh, you can't eat it on Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos. It's called halachic tikkun, right? Now you're making it edible halachically. You don't change a thing, but halachically you're changing it. Changing the status. So let's say it's right before Shabbos. So before Shabbos, it could be we're talking about a filchover. Before Shabbos, they makel. Because they want you to be able to eat it. So say, it's like 2 minutes before Shabbos, and they're not near each other. The fruit's not near each other. It's okay. Even if you're a chaver, even if you're a talmid chacham, before Shabbos they will make it because they want you to be able to be mafresh. So it's before Shabbos. So he has a fruit in Woodmere, but the rest of his fruit's in Brooklyn, and he's in Woodmere for Shabbos. So it's okay. He could do this. He could say, the fruit that I have in Brooklyn is going to be, the truma's there, and what I have here I can eat. You're allowed to do that right before Shabbos. Or you're going on a trip. What if the fruit in Brooklyn's gone? What if someone stole it? So the Gemara is going to say, we're not choshish for that. That's why this is doing here. All these Mishnayos are the same case. Right? Is the chazaka gone? So, Hamaneach peiros lios mafresh alei and trumas and maizmas. You take peiros here to be mafresh peiros in Brooklyn. Or, ma'os lios mafresh alei and maizmas sheni. Or, money here that you're going to be mafresh, you're going to use money to take maizmas sheni and put the kedusha of the maizmas sheni onto the money. You don't want to schlep up all that maizmas sheni into Yerushalayim. You don't have to. You could exchange it for money and take up the money. Then you have to do add a fifth. And for that, by the way, there's no halacha that has to be next to each other. The money could be in one place. The tvua could be in another place. There's no such din about mukaf by maizmas sheni money. But the point is, mafresh alei becheskas shein kaimin. There's a chazaka that money, that fruit is still around. There's a chazaka that true is a maizmas in the other city is still there. Now, that otherwise you can't be mafresh something that's not there. Right? So we assume it's still there. Let's say, im avdu, what if it got lost? You did this before Shabbos. Then after Shabbos, you go back to the other city, and you look into the warehouse, nothing there. So what's the halacha? Im avdu, harezeh choshesh me'eitz le'eitz. You have to be choshesh for a period of 24 hours. Which 24 hours? It's the machlokes in the Gemara. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar's pshat. Fine. Now, an entirely unrelated halacha. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shlosha prakim, three times a year, bod kines hayayin. They would be bodek the wine to make sure that it didn't turn into vinegar. Because the halacha is, you are not allowed to be mafresh truma from wine onto vinegar and vinegar onto wine. You could give wine onto wine. Right? If I have wine, I have a lot of wine, I can give wine for truma. But I can't say, oh, you know what? I'll give the Kohen all my vinegar, and I'll keep all the wine. You're not allowed to do that. Because vinegar is considered a different item. You can't give me mafresh truma, one item on another item. You can't say, I don't like apples. I hate apples. So I'll give him all the apples, and I'll keep everything else for myself. You're not allowed to do that. You can't give him apples, and you keep all the wheat. You can't give him all the vinegar, and I can keep all the wine. So there are three times they have to check to make sure it didn't turn into vinegar. It stayed wine. What are those three times a year? Bekidim shal motzei achag, by the east winds following Sukkot, uba hotzas smadar, and by the budding of the grapes, and uba shas kinesas mayim beboser, and at the time that water, liquid, enters the grapes, this is how we'll translate it, and that means that now the grapes are a certain size, that you can squeeze them out into something. Before that they were too small. It's just a different time of the year. They have to check to make sure it didn't turn into vinegar. Fine. My me'eitz le'eitz. What does it mean, me'eitz le'eitz? What does that mean, me'eitz le'eitz? I said a 24-hour period. What 24-hour period is that? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, me'eitz le'eitz shel bedika. I want to remember who said what. 24 hours from the time that you discovered it. In other words, we go back. Help me if I'm right about this. We go back 24 hours shel bedika. Let's say you're mafresh to truma, and days and days go by, and then you realize, hey, there's nothing in this room. Well, what happened to it? So at what point? Now you're eating your stuff on the assumption that's there. It turns out it's not there. So what was good and what was no good? So 24 hours from bedika. In other words, the only thing that's no good is the 24 hours that you discovered it at 10 o'clock in the morning today. So the previous 24 hours is all no good. In other words, every other zman is good. Right? Just the 24 hours, the previous 24 hours when you checked it. It's 24 hours backwards from the date of the discovery. From the moment of discovery. I discovered it right the second. So anything I ate the previous 24 hours, that's a problem. Anything I was mafresh on the assumption that this room was full of tvua, That is a problem. What about before that? It's no problem. Only the previous 24 hours from the moment of discovery. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar ben Antignus Omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ber Yanai, no, me'es me'es shel hanacha. He says as follows, you only have the first 24 hours we give you as a bonus, anything after that is no good. Anything after that is no good. It's the 24 hours of when you play, when you did this. Hanacha means when you did it. Whenever you made up this hafrasha. So the first 24 hours we give you, that's fine. We're not going to be choshesh. Anything after that, we'll choshesh that it was gone. So Moshe Feinstein says, in the Dibros Moshe, what's the svar for this? So he says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they both really hold, there's a chazaka. Chazaka is good. There's a chazaka that is good. The only question is, now what do we do? So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Antignus, Elazar ben Antignus is much more machmir. It's much more machmir. He only gives you 24 hours. The first 24 hours is good. After that is no good. It's much more machmir. Because there's more time when it's no good. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everything's good except for 24 hours. Except for the last 24 hours. But otherwise, it's all good. According to Rabbi, what? But the Gemara is going to say one of them doesn't make any sense. One second. But what's the Svara? The Svara is, Rabbi Elazar ben Antignus, he says, we only have a chazaka. We have a chazaka. It's a knas. It's a knas on you for doing this. No, it's a chazaka. The chazaka, I know that my warehouse is full of tefuah. It's a chazaka. Washington change. The halacha is, we assume things don't change, or people don't die. Things don't change. Everything stays in status quo. So what happened? It wasn't there. So the chazaka got ruined. What happened? I don't know. But we have a chazaka. Chazaka is a rule of conducting life. Nothing changes. Things stay the way they are. People don't die, right? Things don't happen. Food doesn't get eaten by itself. Things stay the way they are. Now, what happened? I was mafresh. I shouldn't have really done that. We said it's okay. Erev Shabbos, the whole story. But lemaisa, there's a knas on you. Because look what happened. The cave, you walked in, the room was empty. So it's a knas on you. Now, we're not going to knas you everything. Because if we knas you everything, lemaisa, it was still Erev Shabbos. And we still wanted to let you eat what you had in your house. So we let you do it. But the knas is as strict as possible. It's so strict, except for 24 hours. Rabbi Yochanan said the exact opposite. We want to be as least strict as possible on you. Why? Because lemaisa, you had a chazaka. No knas. But lemaisa, you walked into the room, it was empty. Fine. So we'll give you. We'll say that the last 24 hours was a problem. Otherwise, it's all good. Why 24 hours? That's an old number that we use when we have the by need. Do we have it? Right. So we have old other rules where we use a 24 hour period. I don't know what would be if you knew for a fact. Might be different then. If you know for a fact.
Was it room full? Was it bad when you were marked?
Right.
If you were marked,
and also then we right, and then we assume every time you take a bite, every time it's more than that. It's every time you take a bite, you're eating on the knowledge that room is full.
Well, let's think of it the normal way. Remember, right. I stopped at the store before you get to the college.
That's okay.
You can't eat the stuff.
No, you can.
So let's say you had 2 eggs in that. A Friday at the room marked, it was completely full.
Right.
And if you did it.
So then maybe if you have Eidim that says it was full, then the halacha wouldn't apply. Right. They have Eidim, but we don't have Eidim. Right, because if you have Eidim, you're not relying on Chazaka. Right. Right, you don't know what happened. It's exactly the point. We don't know. So we will use the rules of Chazaka. Now, so Moshe, well, it's a knas, we're not a knas. How much do you have to go against the rules of Chazaka? When Lamaisi, you walk in and the room is empty. So it's a machlokas. Now, the Gemara just points out, Tanan, our Mishnah said, Im Avdu, if it got lost, Hareze Choshesh may ace la ace. So Bishlam Alamanda Amr may ace shel Badika. I understand the first one Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Choshesh for the previous 24 hours. You're Choshesh for the previous. We have a Chazaka. But the Chazaka got broken because you walked into something in the room. So how much are we going to ruin it? We're in the previous 24 hours. We will assume, based on other context in Shas, 24 hours is the cutoff. So we will assume that everything that happened the previous week was all good. The last 24 hours, that's when we'll assume the chazaka got broken. Shaka, that's fine. But according to the other man, the Amar, that said, the only thing we're going to give you is the first 24 hours. You have a bonus. Really, we would ruin the whole thing. But we don't want to totally undo this halacha. That's what Moshe said, right? We don't want to undo the halacha because we want to keep it that on Erev Shabbos they have a way to be mafresh truma. But really, we would knas you more. So we'll give you 24 hours. After that, you're ruined. It's a knas on you. So then, hain me'eis le'eis? That doesn't make any sense. Ad me'eis le'eis mi boyle. It should have said, ad 24 hours. So Gemara says, Kasha, that's a Kasha. You're right. If the only thing, if it's really every minute of existence, except for the first 24 hours, that's a very funny way of saying it. Right? So Gemara concedes that. You're right. Now, again, it's a Kasha. It doesn't mean that his opinion is completely rejected. But the first way does make much more sense. Now, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. This whole thing was a Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said you have to go back 24 hours. What about the Tana Kama? He didn't say a word. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar the Amora, commenting on Rabbi Elazar the Tana, Cholkin Olav Chaver Rabbi Elazar. No, everyone argues on Rabbi Elazar. The Tnan, because we have a mission that says as follows. Mikvah Shenimdad, let's say you measure a mikvah, V'nimtza Chaser. And look at this. I thought it was a good mikvah. But now you hear a rumor, oh, the mikvah's no good. And all of a sudden, the mikvah's no good. So somebody goes to check, it's taka no good. It's not 40 saw, it's too small. Kol tahoros shenasu al gabav l'mafreya, anything that was toveled in there. Until how far back you have to go? 24 hours? No. We're going to go way back, much more than that. We're going to go back until you knew that it was a good mikvah. We will now undo anything or anybody that went into that mikvah until we knew otherwise. Why? Bein reshus ha'yachid, bein reshus ha'rabim, Timaeus. Whether it's in reshus ha'yachid or reshus ha'rabim, normally we have a rule that if something is a suffix in reshus ha'yachid, we are machmir. But if it's a suffix in reshus ha'rabim, we're makel. So what if this mikvah is in the middle of the street? We're still machmir. Why? The Rashi points out this is not the same rule. Because here it was vaday tamei. That keli was vaday tamei. Just because I'm tovaling it in reshus ha'rabim, that's not going to change the rule. If it's a suffix, if the person is tamei, or it's a suffix if that keli got tamei, so fine. In reshus ha'rabim will be makel. Here it's vaday tamei. We knew this keli touched a dead body. I toiled in the mikvah. I thought the mikvah was kosher. Now someone tells me, by the way, it's not kosher now. Was it kosher when I toiled it? I don't know. We're going to be machmir. Right? So the Gemara says, pshita dechalkin. So of course they argue. Because our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said, you only have to go back 24 hours. Right? Let's assume. We're only going to ruin the previous 24 hours. What about last week? We're going to say it's good. Right? We're comparing now. The being mafresh and the being mafresh what's not in front of you, which I thought was there, to a mikvah which I thought was kosher. So by the case of the mikvah, I undo the whole thing forever until I knew otherwise. Here I'm only undoing the previous 24 hours. So it's a machlokas, no? So it's a machlokas. So it's such obvious. So I need the Rabbalaz of the Amora to tell me that the Tanoim argue and Rabbalaz of the Tana. Rabbalaz of the Tana held only ruins the 24 hours. Here he's ruining it much worse. So the Gemara says, no. Now the tema, I would have thought, Mailam Afreya, what did that Mishnah mean when the Mishnah said that the mikvah is ruined previously? I would have thought, Me'eis le'eis. I would have thought it's only ruined for 24 hours. Like Rabbi Elazar the Tana said. Kamash Malan, no, it's much different. By mikvah, nobody holds like that. Nobody holds ruined for 24 hours. The mikvah's no good. How far back will I be Metane, what I thought was Tahar? Until I knew otherwise. Could have been a year. Everything that was toivled the previous, it was only checked once a year. So last year, I knew it was good. I have to assume that the minute after it was checked, it became no good. We don't say we're only the previous 24 hours. Right? So, Rabbi Elazar said what he said, but by mikvah, nobody holds like that. Nobody holds like that. Okay, next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Gimel Prakim. It happens to be that from now, basically it's all got it to now, believe it or not. We get a little bit of a break. We'll be able to, hopefully, we'll be able to finish this in the next 10 minutes. Yeah, hopefully. It's Agarata. So, Tana. The Mishnah said, Bekidom shal Motzeh HaChag, that the east winds of Motzo Sukkis, you have to check the wine, And the Gemara adds two words, shel tekufa. Shel tekufa. That means, Rashi says a very big issue what this means over here. We're going to keep it nice and simple and not even discuss it. Rashi says shel tekufa, which means, im kvar nichnasa tekufas tishrei. If tekufas tishrei already started, aval im moshcha tekufas tamas ad kan, lo. But if tekufas tamas is still... It's still the Tkufa of Tammuz, Sukkot falls out in Tkufa's Tammuz, then you don't have to check the wine by the east wind that leave after Sukkot. So what does that mean? It's not even possible for Sukkot to be in Tkufa's Tammuz, because Sukkot begins in the middle of Tishrei, and it ends in the end of Tishrei. So how could Tishrei be in Tkufa's Tammuz? So what does that mean? So a lot of ink was written, spilled about what this means. What does the Gemara mean? Forget Rashi. What does the Gemara mean? Second of all, what does Rashi mean? Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Begimel Prakim Mochim Nes HaTavua, 3 times a year you have to check the Tavua. What are you checking the Tavua for? The Gemara will say in a minute. Lifnei Hazera, before the harvest, before the planting, Bishas Hazera, and during the planting, and Upros HaPesach, and at the approach of Pesach. And also, Ubashlosha Prakim, 3 times a year, Mochim Nes Hayayin, you could sell wine. Bepros haPesach, at the approach of Pesach, ubepros haTeres, the approach of Shavuos, ubepros haChag, and the approach of Sukkot, ubeshemen meAtzeres veElech, and oil from Atzeres and on. L'may hilchasa, what do you mean you're allowed to sell? What does that mean? So Amar Rava veItamer of Papa l'shutfin, to tell you the halacha of partners. Normally, if you're in business with a partner, who gives you the right to sell stuff without telling the other partner? Who gave you the right? You have a partnership. You have to act together with the partner. What's going on? You can just do what you want. So the Gemara says yes. These times of the year, the demand for wine is before Pesach. Everybody needs wine, so Bistama, the prices go up. So you need to consult with your partner. I'm going to try to make money before Pesach when the wine prices are going up. Of course not. Before Pesach, you can sell with it. And what happens if you make a mistake in the market and you didn't realize that it went down? The partner can't sue you. The partner can't have a tine on you. Before Pesach, this is what happens before Yontif. Before all the Yontif, right? People need wine. People need things for Yontif. You can assume the prices are going to go up. If you make a mistake, the partner has no tine against you. If middle of Hanukkah time or sometime in the winter, you try to pull this and you try to sell it, the partner can say, what are you doing? But not before Yontif. Mikan ve'elech mai. What about afterwards? Very difficult line. Amar Rava, call Yuma Pirkehu. Every day is its own thing. So the Meiri says, no, if it's not Yontif, you can't do it. If it's not Yontif, you have no right. The article translated it differently. I don't know how that makes sense. If it's not Yontif, there's a Pasha Pshat. If it's not Yontif, you can't do that. If it's not Yontif, it's not Yontif time, it's the middle of the winter, it's the middle of a off-season, you just can't go ahead and sell on your own, and you blow it, and you do some crazy deal. The partner's going to have a tine on you. You're going to have to pay the partner. What are you doing? It's before Yontif. We assume that the prices are up, and if somehow you make a mistake, it's not going to be your fault. Okay. It says in Sefer Yonah, Vayihi kizorach haShemesh, where the sun was beating down, Vayimin elokim ruach kadim charishis. And Hashem sent... What does charishis mean? My charishis. He sent some kind of wind. What is charishis? So Amar Rav Yehuda b'shashem in hasheves osei talamim talamim bayom. At the time the wind was blowing, it was making these big waves in the ocean, a storm. That's what it means. So the Gemara says Amale Rabba. Wait a minute. If that's true, then it says ha'inu d'ksiv. It says in the very same pasuk, v'tachah shemesh al rosh Yonah. The sun was beating down on Yonah. Vayis aleif, and it was beating down on Yonah. It made Yonah tired. So what do you mean it made storms in the ocean? That's not what it means. It means it was very hot. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Amar Rabba, Beshashim and Hasheves, at the time of the blowing of the wind, Mishtekes kol haruchos miponeha. All the winds are silent before it. V'hainu dichsiv, that's what it means when it says, Asher bigodecha chamim, when the sun is clothed, V'hashkeit eretz midarum, it quiets the land from the south. What is this doing here? Because we were talking about wind. Amar of Tachlifa by Rav Chisda, Amar of Chisda, Emesai Begadecha Chamim. When does that happen? When is the heat clothed? Bishah Shehishkit Eretz Midarom. At the time that the southern winds are quiet. Shebashash ben Hashavetz, because at the time of the wind's blowing, Mashtekets kol ruchos miponeh. All the ruchos are silent before it. Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Rav Yosvi, Rav Huna and Rav Chista were sitting there, and they were sitting around, and Chalif Azil Gneva Alayhu, Gneva came in. We had Gneva on Daf Yud Aleph, We'll see in a minute. Omar Chad Lechavrei. So one said to his fellow, Nekum Mikameh, let's stand up. The Bar Urien who? He's a big time Chacham. Let's stand up for Gneva. So Amalei Idach, so he says back, Mikameh Pal Gnekum? We should stand up for somebody who causes Machlokas? Right? What does that mean? Rashi explains that Bal Mariva, Shahaisla Mariva in Marukva, Shayav Bez, and Kedimin Perakam and Perdav Zayin. That he owed them Omdamalai, Ubiyadim Sulamalchus, and that was Gneva. That Marukva was afraid of Gneva. Gneva was going to snitch on him. So we should stand up for Gneva, even though he was a big Talmud Chacham. So, Asa Ihu Ligabaihu, so Gneva walks by. Amaluhu B'mayas Kisu, what are you talking about? Says Gneva. Amrulei B'ruchos, we're talking about Ruchos. And all of the Mepharshim here say, it was a hint to the Ruach of your speech. Right? Right? When it says that Hashem created a Nefesh Chaya, a living soul, Uncle says, Ruach L'malala. Tower of speech. Ruach is your mahus, it's your ruach. It was like a little bit of a knock on Gneva. He's such a baal machlokas, which is caused by the way you speak. Amalahu hachi amar v'chanan barava amarav. Dalad ruchos ben hasheres b'chol yom. There are four winds that blow every day. Ruach tzafonis ben hasheres imkulan, and the northern wind blows with it. Shal malei kain. If not for that, eda olam eskayim afilu shachas. The world couldn't survive even 1 hour. Veruach dromis kashim yikulam. The southerly wind is the worst. Velmalei ben nates ma'amida. And if not for ben nates, a certain malach that would stick in there, machrivas kol olam kulam ipanel. The whole world would be destroyed. Shenemar hamivinisicha yaavar nates. In your wisdom, nates is over there. Yafresh kenafav l'teimon. He opens up his wings to the south to save the whole world. Rav Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak havi yosvi havi chalav v'azv of Nachman bar Yaakov diyosev b'hukra t'dava. Rava and Rav Nachman were standing around, and a golden carriage came by, and Rav Nachman bar Yaakov was sitting in it. But they didn't know it was Nachman bar Yaakov. And Uparas alei sarbala de karsi, he was wearing a green cloak. So Rava, they thought it was from the Reish Galuta's office. So Rava azel legabe. Rava went to go meet him. Everyone explains Rava wasn't kissing up to him. He needed something from him. So Rava went over to him, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lo azel legabe. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak himself was related to the Reish Galuta somehow. He didn't have to go over there and kiss up. Not kiss up. He didn't need to go. Rava wasn't being flattering the guy. He needed something. So Amar Dilma Meinchi Debei Reish Galuta Ninu. He must be from the Reish Galuta. So Rava needs something. Rava went. So Rava Ninu. Rava Tzarech Lu. I know Lord Shmuel. I don't have to go. But Kidechazed Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Then so was really Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. So Azal Lagabei, and even Rav Nachman went. And Golil Darei, he pulled up his shirt to show his arm. Amar Shad Yenashiv. It's so hot. My arm is so hot, sweaty from the heat. Oh, my Rav, Hachri, I'm Rav, Isha, my Pelos bow. It's so hot that the winds, it could cause the woman to miscarry. Ushul, I'm Rafilu, Margolis, Shabiyam, Markevitz bow. Even the pearls in the ocean can rot from the heat. Rabbi Yochan, I'm Rafilu, Sheikh Vazer, Shabiyam, Misreches bow. Even the Sheikh Vazer, that a woman can become putrid from the heat. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak u'shloshen mikra echadarsher. It's all in that one pasuk. It says, Kihu ben Achim Yafri, the son of the brother will be Yafri. He'll have pruvu. Well, he'll be very poru. He'll be very fruitful. Yavo kadam ruach Hashem midbar ola. The wind will come. The yavosh mikoro. All these things are going to happen. Yavosh mikoro. The makar is going to dry up. Zem mikoro shel isha. That's from a woman. The achriv meinyeno. That's the next words in the pasuk. And the insides will be destroyed. Zeshech mazer shem meisha hu. Yisha said otzar kol klei chemda. The treasures will be ruined. What's that? Zem argolif shabiyam. Omer Rava edi suryahu daiki kroy. The people from Syria that were very, very medayik in the psukim, they said, "My kihu ben achim yafri amar rava afilu shufta bikufina demara." Even the peg that lets the hoe be attached to the stick will fall out; it'll become loose from the heat. Rav Yosef afilu siksa depanya, even a peg in the wall will fall out from the heat. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar afilu kanya bikufta, even the peg for the loom yafri rafia will become loose from the heat. All right, Hajjalach Kalaget, Hajjalach Kalaget, Hajjalach Kalaget. Tomorrow we start the new parrot. Everyone have a good day.